Shir of Mishneh Berurah Yomi, live from the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret, and we are starting Siman Gimel, and we're moving now, April. Gimel, Hanogas Beis Hakiseh. So, we're going to now go through halachas of appropriate behavior in the Beis Hakiseh, otherwise known as the bathroom or a lavatory, whatever you want to call it. And in Canada, they call it the washroom. And the first sif is an interesting sif that, as we see, look at the sif aleph. Because she kind of a base akise, yomar hiskabdu mechubadim, etc. Vechulo yashav lo nagu laomro. And nowadays we don't say it, right? I don't think anyone says this tefillah of hiskabdu mechubadim. Now what is this? So we all know that if you don't know it now, you do know it, that the Gemara in Brachas says that every person has malachim accompanying him, exactly, you know, what these malachim are, speak to Reb Blanz, and protecting him, these malachim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ki malachav yitzaveh lecha l'shamrecha b'chol drachecha. Hashem will command his malachim concerning you to guard you in all your ways. So what's happening is, when you go into a bathroom, a person has to take leave of the malachim. Because it's not, you know, the malachim are protecting you and they're going with you, but they're not going to go into the bathroom with you. And in fact, the Prisha says it's more of cover for the malachim, that they have to protect you. But you say to them, listen, you can protect us from the outside. You don't have to come into the bathroom with us. Okay, whatever this all means. But anyway, the actual tefillah in Brachas, if you check it out, goes like something like this: Iskabdu mechubadim kedoshim yisharsei elyon misharsei elyon. You say, be honored. Honorable ones, holy ones, he's talking to the Malachim. Mishar Se Elyon, service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tnu Kavod L'Elokei Yisrael. Give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shimruni, Shimruni, Samchuni, Samchuni, Gershuni. No, I don't say Gershuni, Gershuni. Shimruni, Shimruni, Samchuni, Samchuni. Himtinuli, Himtinuli. Ad She Kanes Ve'etze Shekein Darchon Shel Bnei Adam. And you say, Hashem, saying to the Malachim, really, protect me, support me, wait for me, achei kanes, until I go in, ve'etzei and leave, shekein darchan shel bnei adam, because this is the way of people, we have to go to the bathroom, you, the Malachim, don't have to go to the bathroom. Interestingly, the Mefarshim talk about, you know, there's a whole issue, there's actually an isser, and it's something you're not supposed to do, is you're not supposed to really request aid from Malachim, only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this sounds like you're requesting aid from the Malachim, to go ahead and protect you. So like it's a little weird. So the Moruk Tzia, based on, you check out the Yerushalmi and Brachas, the Moruk Tzia says that here, if you look at it, you're really, look what you're saying. You're saying, Misharsei Elyon, Hiskabdu Mechubadim Kedoshim Misharsei Elyon. You're referencing them as servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, it's not that you are going ahead and directing your tefillos to them, because you're directing it as you're asking them as servants of Hashem, meaning you're really asking Hashem for this. In fact, some say it's more of a command to the malachim to do right what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So anyway, the point is the mefarshim deal with the fact that it seems like you're making a request for aid from malachim, and you're only supposed to seek assistance and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from Malachim. It's the same thing when you go to Kvarim, right? You're not requesting from any of these Gedolim who passed away. They're you're basically being inspired to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's that. And Achshav lo nagu lo amru. Look at the Mishneh Berurah. Achshav lo nagu. Why? Ki ein anu mukzakin liyirei shamayim shemalachim alav nosar. Because we're not presumed to be that type of yirei shamayim that they had the Malachim go ahead and accompany you, shenavakshim, shiyamtinu aleinu, that we should go ahead and request of them, ad sheneitze, until they come back. In fact, Beis Yosef, from here in the Mishneh Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't sound like there's an isser to say this tefillah. From the Beis Yosef, it's mashma, it's usser, because it's gaiva. It's usser to go ahead and gaiva. And the Mefarshim explained, what do you mean? The Gemara says that all of us have malachim. The idea is that the gaiva is in that, yeah, we might have malachim, but it's gaiva for us to be expressing as if we have that type of, you know, awareness that Malach awareness. Maybe if you go to the Bitachon Tuesday morning Chabura, maybe you will have that type of awareness, like being on the bus and the train. But if for ordinary mortals, they don't have that type of Malach awareness, and therefore it's a gaiva to go ahead and express it as if you do. So even if you do, it's gaiva to go ahead and express it. So therefore, we don't say this. Now we go weiter to Beis. Yeah, hey, it's a new Beis Akisei. Now we're coming to halachas of tznius. Remember, in Perek Beis, we talked how really, even though we discussed tznius, the halachas were merely more of an issue of awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how we should beat Sanua also when we are by ourselves. Here we're now coming to actual halachas of tznius, which starts with being Sanua in the Beis Akisei, in the bathroom, the lavatory, whatever you want to call it, and that's where really tznius begins. We're not really, you know, unfortunately, we don't have that type of tznius that's proper, but that's really where tznius begins, in the Beis Hakisei. And he says, yehi, and by the way, these are all the things that are part of Hanagas Adam Baboker. So we talk about, okay, a person goes to the bathroom in the morning, so this is where we come and talk about Hanagas Beis Hakisei. So yehi tzanua Beis Hakisei. You have to be modest in the Beis Hakisei. V'lo yigala atzmo ad she yeshev. And a person should not go ahead and reveal his body parts until he sits down. So we're coming here to halachas of tznius. Halachas of tznius, okay, barring that Rav Moshe talked about, if it's actually a merchatz, maybe you can, technically, you can go ahead and maybe undress yourself in a merchatz. But in a regular bathroom, when you're going in, you're supposed to go ahead and act with tznius. And he says here, you're not supposed to take your clothes off until you actually sit down to relieve yourself. So obviously, you're asking none of us do that. So the Mefarshim explain, many Mefarshim explain, of the Shulchan Aruch, that this was again based on both the nature of the wardrobe in those days, which were like robes, and the more, you know, ancient time bathrooms or latrines, whatever you wanted to call the bathrooms. Okay, now we have modern toilets, so it's a different story. So what they all explain is that what we learn from this is not so much that we can't take our, you know, pull our pants down before we go today. Like here, it sounds like you have to only take off your pants once you're sitting down. So the answer is you can, but the side of it is you have to minimize it as much as possible. In other words, whatever and wherever, however close to the bathroom, that's what you should do. You should learn from here to go ahead and expose himself. A person should expose himself only to whatever extent is necessary. We're going to see this also coming up with respect to halachas of the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring halachas once you're sitting down. How much should you actually reveal to go ahead and to relieve oneself? And again, that was also based on their clothing, but the yisayid of it, again, he's going to give actual measurements. 2 tefachim in the front, 1 tefach in the back, maybe 1 in the front, 1 in the back. But again, the exact measurements and details are not as critical as the idea, as we just said, that one should expose himself only to whatever extent is necessary. Definitely not the way that, unfortunately, many of us behave in the bathroom. And this is an Indian of tznius. Okay, so let's move right there. So look at the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says, "Lo yigala atzmo ad sheyeshev." Who adin shelo yakum kishu magula. Right, again, in those days they had robes. So the same way, a person should not go ahead and take off, pull up his robe before he sits down. He shouldn't stand. He shouldn't stand up before he covers himself with his, you know, with his robe. So he shouldn't be exposed when he gets up. Sif kata. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah. Hagah. So lo yechu shnei anoshim biyacha. So now he's saying halacha that two people should not go into the bathroom together. Okay, you're not allowed to go in with another person. And again, presumably we're talking about, you know, one stall, if you have, or one bathroom if there's no stall. So if you have a public bathroom, everyone has their own separate stall, then that's not an issue. But to walk into the same stall or walk into the same bathroom with someone else, if all there is a single bathroom, that should not be done. Look at the Mishnah Brura, okay, velo yelchu. So he says he should not go two people into the bathroom together. In Mefached, see, in those days, a person could be afraid because a lot of the bathrooms were out there in the fields and there were concerns for shadim and things like that. So a person might be afraid to go in. So he says, So a person's afraid to go into a bathroom by himself for whatever reasons. Someone can go ahead and put his hand on him out from outside. Because again, that would ward off the shade. You're not supposed to get those other brachas. You're not supposed to be alone. If you walk with two people, it wards off the shade. Then whatever. Again, speak to Rav Glanz, he'll explain to you about the shade. Uvavad shelo yira peruo. But the other person should, okay, even if he's going to put his hand on your head while you're in the bathroom, he should not see your exposed parts, as we'll see, kilukama misifches. And then he says, ulikanes sham lehedya, but to actually enter into the bathroom together with someone else, it's aser afilu in ishto, even with your wife. Ach in katan, she'ein bo das, muter likanes. However, if you're with a katan that doesn't have das, you can go in. Now, what does this mean? Now, by the way, is the Arto Sachayim. Anyone know who the Arto Sachayim was? You guys ever heard of the Malbim? People only think of the Malbim as a nice parish on Tanakh. He was really a poisek. The best parashanim on Tanakh are actual, big, huge Talmidei Chacham. And that's who the Malbim was, the Arto Sachayim. And the Arto Sachayim writes, it actually means a katan that doesn't have das, doesn't mean someone who's 11 years old. Okay? It means someone who has yet and can't speak. So that's someone you can go in. The Mefarshim also explained, let's say you have a kid who already can't speak, but he needs you to go in, or she needs you to go into the bathroom to make, potty training or toilet training. So then, obviously, that is okay as well. There's no Indian of tznius there. Okay? Let's continue weiter. So he says now, Gam, lo yidaber sham. Also, you should not go ahead and speak there. You should not go ahead and speak in the bathroom. So this is a halacha that many do not follow, and that is when someone is in the bathroom, he should not be talking, he should not be speaking. Poskim say, shouldn't even really be, let's say, on the phone. If you're in the bathroom itself, you shouldn't be talking to someone on the phone. Whether you could be watching the news on your phone, I don't think that's a sort of D word. Although Rosh Hashiva says, talking and davening, looking at your phone and texting on your phone is talking. But lo yidaber sham. Okay, so this is a halacha that you're not supposed to talk there in the bathroom. Look at the Mishnah Brura. The mulitzarach gadol efshar the mutal daber calls mancha ein nifne adayin. He says if there's a great need, so it might be that you'll be allowed to talk as long as you have not yet went to the you're not yet relieving yourself, right? Because you're in the bathroom about to relieve yourself. So in a great sorech, you can talk, but not when you're mamish making. Aval be'eshin, if never, when you are actually relieving yourself, afl tzorach gadol aser. Even for tzorach gadol, it is aser. And then he says as follows. Okay, but before we get go back to Poskim, also talk about the following, that it could be that if you didn't go into the bathroom to relieve yourself, let's say you went into the bathroom to get some medicine in the medicine cabinet, and then your wife goes ahead and calls you, or someone calls you in the bathroom. So the farshim say there, you'd be able to talk. It's just when you're going into the bathroom to relieve yourself, that's when, once you're in the bathroom, even before, you shouldn't be talking, unless it's, as he says, it's tzorach gadol, then before, it's okay. Now, what happens? You're really supposed to lock the door. You ever see a sign that says, please lock the door? Okay, you're supposed to lock the door when you're in the bathroom. That's also an inyan of tznius. Let's say you can't. It says, v'mi yishal esgor adeles, v'ish acher rotze lichnos, and someone else wants to come in. Yinachnu zeh lezeh v'ledaber, they should grunt to each other back and forth. Now, they also explain that why does the guy from the outside have to grunt? He can knock. He can say, is anyone in there? He's not in the bathroom. So they explain that if the guy outside grunts, so then the other guy inside will know to grunt back. In other words, it's more out of a concern for the guy inside. Because if you say, is anyone in there? The guy might say, yeah, I'm in here, and he's talking. So this way, if you grunt, he'll grunt back. Okay. Rak hanoshim keshaholchos lebeis hakisei hakavua lerabim. But then he says, the Gemara talked about the following interesting scenario that might have practical ramifications today, maybe not, okay, where, I'll show you where it might have some practical ramifications. The women used to go to these bathrooms, Beis HaKisei, that were kavu al rabim, that were there for the public, and they were in a certain place, and they might have not had locks on it, okay? So the halacha was that they're not allowed to go in by themselves because there's a concern that a man might come in and it might be over the Isser of Yichud. So therefore, he says, right? Like the Beis HaKisei used to be out in the fields in those days, or in the courtyard of the shul, the Medinos Eilo, they used to have these public bathrooms. So Eskidu Chachamim Shem Misapu Zum Zu. So they actually were Mesaked. Women not only go in, women could talk to each other. Kedesha Yishma Kolam Mibachutz, so that they would be right heard from without. The Lo Yitnos Ish L'Sham, and a man would not come in. The Yisyached Imahen. So in other words, women would talk so that no one would come in. That the practical halacha today would be if a woman is by herself, right? And she can't lock the door, so it might be kedai for her to, I guess, I don't know if she's going to grunt. Maybe she can do it in a nicer way than grunting. Okay, whatever. But so the people will know not to walk in. So it's mashma that not only would they talk, it was mashma also that they had answer two. In other words, there was a heter to enter together and to talk to avoid yichud. Now you might ask, so why did they make the same thing for men? A woman might walk in. So the Mepharshim explain, right, that that's wasn't as big a concern because a woman, she's basically gonna know to not go and she's gonna not come in. It's the man that's gonna come in and have a concern for the yichud in that direction, but not from the woman walking in. She'll probably have that, you know, modesty. Again, today, who knows? Who knows what? Again, speak to your local posek. Let's move right there. Okay, and that's what he says here. He's gor delas bado mishum tznius. Look at the end of the Ramah. Okay, and there's halacha to close the door mishum tznius, which really means to lock the door. And if you can't, we saw what the Mishnah Berurah said. One should go ahead and do. Okay. Once again, as I said, the issue of talking might not apply if you're not going in to the bathroom to go ahead and relieve oneself. Okay. Let's go weiter, Gimel. So now, this halacha talks about, really, again, I think we have more modern ways of dealing with constipation and things like that, or if you get, imrotza lamashmesh b'fi tabas, the person wants to prod his, pi tabas is like his, I'll say it in the cleanest way I can, his anal orifice, okay, bitzror, o b'kesam, liftoach nekavav. He wanted to go ahead and prod it open with a stone or a twig, to open up his bowels, yimashmesh kodim sheyeshev, he should go ahead and prod it before he sits down. Below yimashmesh achar sheyeshev, and not prod it after he sits down. Bivnei, okay, get ready. Shekasha l'kshafin. It is something that is okay, susceptible, and it's something that will not be good for purposes of witchcraft. Now, what does that? Okay, so as you all know. As you all know, there's a famous machlokas, the Rambam and others, okay, regarding whether there's this type of thing called, real machshefa. And Rambam actually held that all types of sorcery were for books like Harry Potter, but there's nothing, it's all nonsense, and they never had any true power. However, the Gruss states that the consensus of Poskim was that at least in those days, okay, there was real types of machshefa. As to whether this actually exists today, there are poskim that say, even if you held it existed back then, they maintain, okay, again, I'm sending it to our glands a lot, that genuine sorcery no longer exists today, except in Salem, no, it doesn't yet. Okay, the bottom line is, the fact that this halacha appears in Shulchan Aruch, it indicates that the halacha is based on, okay, making oneself vulnerable to this machshefa, whatever it is, the Shulchan Aruch, held of as a something, you know, that one should avoid. Again, is this a formal isser or not? Again, it was codified in the Shulchan Aruch. Dalit. Oh, a second. Hey, l'mashmesh. Im eino yachol liponos. If he can't make. So that's, again, why he would prod it open. But what happens if a person can't make? He says, I have another technique for you. Mishnah Berurah is now giving a different type of technique. Im eina yachol liponos, yelech arba amos v'yeshev v'yamol v'yeshev v'achi yifana. You walk four amos, let's say in the morning you can't make, so you walk four amos, sit, walk again, sit, you know, keep doing it a couple of times, achi yifana, until you can make, because movement will help you. O yasiach daito midvar amacherim, or don't think about other things, try to focus on being able to make, whatever that. And then he says another thing, v'lo yifana ba'amiba, and also it's dangerous, it's not something healthy, to go ahead and to relieve oneself, right, you know, defecate. We're going to use the word defecate and urinate, okay? So defecation, unlike urination, like if you urinate, You can stand, obviously. We'll see later on. But one should not, okay, defecate standing, because that's not something that is healthy. Now, the Mefarshim also explain that the halacha is that when a person goes to the bathroom and he tries to go to the bathroom and he makes, we talked about this, that you try to go to the bathroom. I think we discussed this yesterday, and you do the best you can. But if not, you're considered a gufnaki by trying. Okay, so that's, you do, you know, whatever you can, and then if you can't go, you can't go. Let's move right there. Dalit. Lo yigala atzmo ki im me la'acharav. A person should not go ahead and reveal any part of his body, okay, and when he's just unlimited when he goes to the bathroom, except ki im me la'acharav tefach, so behind him a tefach, umil funav, and in front of him tfachayim, in front of him two tfachim, v'isha me'acharei tefach, and a woman behind herself, one tefach umufaneh, and in front of her, okay, she does not need, because she doesn't have the biology of a man. Let's now see this. Sif katan bav tefach below yoiser. So a man should not expose more than a tefach in the back. Mishum sneis, because it's sneis. Umulafanav tefachayim, and in front of him, a two tefachim. Dimitokshu dochek es asmo l'gdolim. Why is this? When he goes to defecate, when he's pressing, okay, for gedolim, for to defecate, huboy bektalim, and usually you come to urinate. So when you're exposing yourself in the back, you should also expose yourself in the front. Umulafanav in the front, two tefachim, tefachayim. Dimitokshu dochek es, Because when you urinate, as you know, it spurts at a distance and you get splashed on yourself, and not a good thing. We're going to see later on that that might look like you have something wrong with your aver if you're all full of it on your clothes. And the Bach writes that you should be machmir, but also in front of yourself, you should have a tefach. The lowest schemo of the Achronim don't say that. They say you need two in the front. The person should be careful not to get himself dirty when he goes to relieve himself. The gufo umanalav, his body, his clothes, his shoes. Okay, now, what's interesting is, again, the poskim explained, this all had to do with the nature of their clothing in those days. We have pants now, things like that. When you go to the bathroom, you even to do less because you have zippers and things like that. And when you go to the actual, you know, when you're making a number two, you know, when you're defecating, you'll probably need to reveal more, right, based on the fact that you have pants. But again, the key yisod is to minimize the exposure to the extent possible. We will continue with Sif. Hey, tomorrow through a good part of the next Amud. But these are the yisodis. Tomorrow we'll probably be able to go a little quicker, so we'll catch up wherever we left off right now.